It's another great year for the Bay Area's food scene. The James Beard Foundation announced its nominees this morning for the prestigious 2019 Chef, Restaurant, and Media Awards. And for a look at the honorees, we are joined now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by the San Francisco Chronicle's food editor, Paolo Lucchesi. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the nominations from the Bay Area. Specifically, let's start with the chefs and the restaurants.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty good year, generally speaking. Really great for Joshua Skeens, who had three nominations. He's up for Best New Restaurant with his new restaurant, Angler, which opened late last year on the Embarcadero in San Francisco. And he's also up for Best Chef West. He's the only San Francisco nominee in that category. There's also four other L.A. chefs on that nomination. And he's also up for Best Service. And the other cool thing about the Best Service Restaurant Award, Swan Oyster Depot, which is one of the older restaurants in the city, is up for that. And it's a category usually dominated by fine dining, so it's kind of cool to have an old timer there.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Those different dining experiences. Do we normally see nominations like that?
No, you know, traditionally the James Beard Awards are generally dominated by fine dining. So to have a place like Swan Oyster Depot, which is, you know, a dozen seats at a counter and you know, a bunch of old guys and yeah, some young guys of course behind the counter, just kind of tossing over some oysters is pretty cool, and it's really a testament of to what, you know, good service can be. And you know, it's not just chefs, or it's not just waiters and waitresses and servers in tuxedos. It's also, you know, friendliness and hospitality.
So important. And the James Beard Foundation gives out media awards, and you must be very proud of some of your colleagues.
Yeah, no, we're so proud of some of our colleagues. Several of our staffers and contributors and columnists were awarded some nominees, and Jonathan Kaufman got three nominations, including for his, he wrote a book last year called Hippie Food, and he had a profile on a chef, local chef, Eric Ehler, who had a heart attack, and he kind of walked through that process with him, and it was a really emotional story. And then we have our regional Chinese guide, which we released last year, and we update throughout the year, especially on around Chinese New Year. And that's really just like a go-to guide for really the best Chinese restaurants in the Bay Area.
And aside from Academy Awards, Netflix for some James Beard Award.
What was that?
Netflix also.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. You know, Samin Nosrat, who has Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. She's one of the best new voices in food media. She's local. She's on Netflix. It's a great show, and it really creates a new paradigm, I think, for what food television can be.
And what is the impact of winning a James Beard Foundation Award? How does this influence careers, if you will?
That's a really good question. It's certainly coveted and valued from in the same way that, you know, an Oscar win might be valued. But at the same time, you know, there are also plenty of successful restaurants in the same way that, say, like Black Panther didn't win Best Picture, but it's still like the most successful movie of last year and probably is going to be really remembered for that year. So, I mean, it's certainly a nice trophy for the shelves, so to speak, for these chefs and restaurants that are nominated. And certainly there's, you know, it's a nice resume builder.
And when are these awards going to be actually handed out?
The media awards will take place April 26th, and then the chef and restaurant awards are on May 6th.
Thank you so much. So much to be proud of living here in the Bay Area. And that is San Francisco Chronicle's food editor, Paolo Lucchesi.